You want to hear something?
Oh, roger, I'll listen now.
Okay, the surface is not changing in terms of the detail. The surface texture of the fine-grained regolith still has a raindrop pattern. The blobs still look very much like what we sampled yesterday around the limb. They're light-colored, apparently gabbros with zap pits, zap halos. Occasional craters show lighter colored ejectives, both all the way down to say half a meter in size. Other craters that are just as blocky as those with bright halos have no brightness associated with them. Most of the brightest craters have a little central pit in the bottom, which is glass lined. The pit is maybe a fifth of the diameter of the crater itself. It's a fairly standard thing for most of these pressure craters, is that little central pit. Okay, we're just south of the rim of Camelot. There's a light mantle on the other side. Look at that crater. Woo! We've got the last... Oh, and there's Camelot. Oh, man, it's Shevitz. Woo! Take a couple pictures looking at that. Okay, can you swing a little?
Yep.
Okay, I got him. That is a 600 meter crater. Okay, and it is.
Yeah, how about a bearing and range there to help us pick out the limb also?
Rim of Camelot.
Roger, how about bearing and range to help us pick out the limb?
Okay, 083, 1.2 and 1.0.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, there's a little, another block. Now, that little crater in the ejected did not, of Camelot, at least the rim of Camelot, did not bring up blocks on the rim. May have been an old depression. Bob, there's extremely blocky area. This was, I think Station 5 was over there where that block area is. The light-colored areas on the photos are essentially blocky. They probably 30% blocks, and all of them are in, or many of them are in the 2 to 3 to 4 meter size range. All of them look light-colored. Look like the gabbro we sampled from a distance. They have light halo zap pits on them. I see only occasional grayer varieties, which I believe are the non-vesicular ones, like we also sampled.
Okay, copy that.
But, light-colored gabbros are dominant.
Thank you.
Okay, Station 5 would have been... rather than in a light colored area, would have been in a very blocky area.
Okay.
Station 5 is probably still very good for blocks.
Okay, thank you.
There's probably as big blocks there as anywhere on the rim that we've seen.
Copy that.
Okay, we ought to be going between Horatio and Camelot now. I'm going to give them a call when we're due south of Camelot, see if they can't get a position on us. Hold it, Jack. We'll watch it. Hold it, hold it. You can go around that one.
Yes, you betcha.
Woo! Let's slow the speed up a little bit. Gonna wrinkle your toes now. Okay. Oh, I wouldn't worry, Gene. Watch that blocker. That's probably more than 14 inches. And got a fairly close look. The rock, and it is the vesicular, looks very much like the vesicular clinopyrrhocene gabbro. Now, the surface of Camelot is mantled, or the rim, is mantled with the same dark gray material, and it has the same surface texture, a very fine raindrop pattern. The saturation crater size does not look bigger than a half a meter, if that. Okay, Bob, I'm going to give you a 081, 1.6, and 1.4. We're south of the center of Camelot.
Okay, thank you, Gene.
One crater about... Okay, we ought to see Horatio here pretty quick.
I think it's right up in front of us.
Yeah, I think you're right.